We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna f*** with me.
I use this song for my highlight tape.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I use this song. I had Tom Dougherty. He used to be the video and film guy for us down with the Eagles. Many, many years. He's retired now. He was, man, he must have been there 20, 30 years.
Okay.
He was there. And so this is actually after I was retired. When I came back here, when I first got back up here, he did me a favor and pulled clips and made me a highlight tape. And I told him the music that I wanted to use, and he did it for
so
me.
So do you have a hard copy of that? Or
yes.
Do you? That's cool.
Yes. Yep.
Very
yep.
cool.
Yep. Whenever I want to, you know, drink a White Claw and reminisce,
yeah,
pop it in.
Now, is it only the length of the song? Like, is your highlight tape, you know, only 3.5 minutes?
I don't even think it's the full length of the song. It's not. 3.5 minutes of highlights, that's a lot of highlights.
Yeah. Well, if you're an offensive player, it's easier to do.
Exactly.
That's why if you, like, Devontae Smith can have a 10-minute highlight tape because he's scoring 25 touchdowns a year.
Yes. It's a lot harder for me to do it from my position.
Yes.
I agree.
Jack, did you have a highlight tape?
No, I had my mom's iPhone taking videos of me and seeing how it was looking.
Well, that's what they do nowadays, right?
Sure.
You do everything on the iPhone.
Yeah,
you edit it right there on the iPhone.
I mean, if I show up to a sporting event with a DVD camera or a
Like the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah, exactly, where you're recording stuff. They're going to be like, man, what the hell is that?
Or you had the other ones where it had the mini cassette, the mini videotape?
Yes.
The JVC.
Yes, the JVC, yes.
You had one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's such a pain in the butt because then you had to have an adapter that you would put that into.
Yep. Ball of the year, we went to the Super Bowl. And that's what I bought it for.
Is that right?
Yep.
That was 2004 still around?
Yep. Bought it then. Now, are we talking about the same thing? Now, I'm talking about the DVD recorder.
No.
You're talking about a VHS
recorder.
Yeah, I'm talking about a DVD.
So you had a DVD recorder camera.
Yes, they had just came out with those, the little mini cams.
Yeah, the mini ones. Cams. Yes,
so that was like in 04, 05, and yeah. Yep.
There you go. We need a highlight of Jack when he goes up against Joe DeCamera. We need that set to
I'm sure there will
set
be.
To Kenny Chesney or something.
Does it do you any good to have highlights when nobody wants to see them?
Well, some people have
them. Well, I mean, his mom would want to watch them.
I was actually Dad? Talking about me.
Oh, you.
Oh, well, I would want to watch
them. No, I mean family members.
Oh.
Right. Well.
Oh, no, we want it for Twitter. Jack already wants that to put out on Twitter.
Oh, he wants it for Twitter.
To get the likes.
Yes.
Yeah, just like, likes. I'll tag John Clark, and then he'll get some likes in it.
Well, see, we got to start doing business with John Clark. We get some of his things and retweet them, and then he does the same thing. Because he's always thirsty for the likes and the retweets.
I'll look for it.
All right.
Yeah, we'll convert it to you know,
yes.
So that we can get it on Twitter and Instagram and, you know, really blow up.
No, but what is not in high definition?
Well, we know it's not in high definition.
I can't watch it, Ike. I'm sorry.
I know it'll be tough to brush off the VHS tapes, but, I mean.
This show doesn't do standard definition.
No.
Maybe for you we can make an exception. All right. We'll get back to your phone calls. We know a lot of people are headed down to the 76ers game tonight. We'll get to your call, starting with Chuck and Mount Airy right after a top 5 at 5.
Each the 5.
Number 5
at 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Now, there's a lot of pressure on this one because, you know, Who doesn't want to hear my opinion on my favorite Tupac songs, right?
Oh, man, I can't wait.
There's not one person out there driving around the Delaware Valley that's like, oh, you know what I can't wait to hear? Jack's opinion on Tupac.
Yes.
Is this really what you're doing?
I'm doing my top five Tupac songs, yeah.
All right, let's get through it.
When you're the GOAT, you affect generations that weren't even born while you were making music.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why I respect the Beatles. That's why I respect Tupac. You know, no one respects their elders better than me.
Yeah, yeah. Just thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Let's
so,
go.
Number five, I have Dear Mama. It is a tradition every year. It's a great song. It makes you feel emotional. I can't relate to it, but like it's a good song.
John, how many people do you think play Dear Mama at their wedding when they dance with their mother?
Almost like 85%, something like that.
Nice.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Yes. Renee, I got the approval from Renee. It was all right.
Absolutely. Beautiful song.
Love it.
Mine was a Rascal Flatts song.
There you go.
Which is a country song. Number four is Ambitions as a Rider.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Number three is Picture Me Rolling.
He says, of course, for Ambitions as a Rider.
Well, I had a lot on my list here, but I had to go through. I said it nailed us down to five, which was tough to do. Mm-hmm. So number three, I have Picture Me Rolling.
Got no problem with that one.
Thank you. Number two, now this might be controversial, but this is my personal top five, okay?
Where you going?
Number two is Hearts of Men. I love Hearts of Men.
Which is what's playing right
now. Which is this beat. The first, like when he actually starts rapping on it, it's like I get excited. I know.
Jackson's dead, man.
Exactly.
This dude connects, man. I'm telling you.
I mean, when I think Tupac, I'm thinking Fritz.
What does Jack think about Tupac? Yeah. Everyone's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my number one song was a song that I used to get hyped up in college. Didn't go well. My ERA was over 9. But my pump-up song was Ain't Mad At You. That's my number one Tupac song.
I should have known you would go with a slow song.
I imagine not a slow song. It's an exciting song. Left off is Hail Mary.
Ooh, yeah.
Temptations.
Ooh.
Life Goes On. Keep Your Head Up, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think my least favorite Tupac song is California Love. I don't like California.
Yeah, it's too commercialized.
Right, that's how I feel.
Yeah, it's commercialized. And it was Dre's song that he let Tupac get on.
Right.
So, yeah. Jack, not a bad list. Not a bad list. Wouldn't have been my list, but not a bad list. Can't complain. I will tell you this. For me, number one, it's really hard to pick out these songs, but I'm just going out the top of my head here. How about Pain from Above the Rim? Number two, how about So Many Tears? Number three, how about Brenda's Got a Baby? Number four, let me go with How Do You Want It? Number five, I would have to have on there. How could I not have this on there? Hit 'em up!
Yeah, that song's intense.
Clearly a top one.
The number two or one, depending on who you ask, diss song of all time. Because, quite frankly, Nas's Ether might be number one diss song of all time.
Yeah.
But Hit 'em Up is number two.
There you have it. Ike Reese and Jack Fritz.
You didn't have a top five?
I don't do top fives,
Tupac?
No.
Oh, you're not a Tupac guy?
I mean.
You're a Biggie guy?
More than Biggie. No, I was a Tupac fan, but
I thought this would be like right in your wheelhouse. You know, we're in the 90s. You own the 90s, some say.
Yeah. I was more still in Public Enemy and things like that.
He was an East Coast guy.
Yeah, if you wanted to. I did.
It was a feud time, too. That was during the feud. You had to choose where you were at, East Coast or West Coast.
I liked early West Coast, but then when I got sick of that, then I went back to.
Well,
East
then,
Coast
you, moved,
Public
then
Enemy.
You moved to Hawaii, which is the West Coast.
It was 10 years later, after all that. No, I kind of went back and forth. Like my favorite rap is East Coast late 80s, early 90s rap. Like that's just what I usually listen to.
Yeah.
So that's what I like.
I got to know where I'm at. I tread lightly.
Do you think Chuck from Mount Airy has a favorite Tupac song? Chuck from Mount Airy.
Chuck was probably a Biggie guy.
Oh, Chuck?
Yo.
What's up, Chuck?
What's going on? Listen, I love Pac. My favorite Pac song is All Eyes on Me, because all eyes going to be on the Sixers tonight. We take care of business.
Talk to me, Chuck.
Are you
Talk
going to the game tonight, Chuck?
Man.
I'm going down, my son. I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be at, Section 23. come holler at your boy.
Ah, so Chuck's letting our listeners know.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, Chuck. Now, I'm not going to ask you to describe what you're going
to
be wearing.
What if Mad Mike's going to the game?
Uh-oh.
He's not going to the
game. Yeah, Mad Mike's not going to the game.
Section 23, what row?
I'm going to be in section 23. I'm going to be in seat 9 and 10.
Oh, God.
What row?
I don't have the ticket on, man. I got to call my son. He got the ticket. I know he's in section 23, though.
Okay.
He got the ticket. I'm on my way down there right now. I'm going to pick him up, and we're going down there right now.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Awesome,
love
man.
That, man. First game back, obviously, right? This is your first game back.
I ain't been down there all year long. So
okay.
You know, I'm going to have a good time tonight, drink some beers. I'm going to tell you one thing.
Uh-oh.
That's Ben Simmons, right?
Yep.
He is a jackass.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Yeah, every opportunity to win a championship, Mike, Johnny Marsh, but he choose not to. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we don't get out this round, if we even go to East Finals and look the way we look, then he is gone. I'm telling you, he good as gone. Because I'm telling you, Daryl Moore ain't going for that. This dude had an opportunity to take over the game last game, and he choose not to. Now, if we go in there tonight, and he misses free throws all night, I'm letting you know right now from the gate, for my section, it's going to be full straight down.
Oh, no.
25. You better come out to play today, buddy, because you a clown to me. If you don't come out there to play today, then I'm done with you, Ben. I've been sitting you too long, and you got opportunity. This gate is wide open to win a championship and solidify your name in Philly history, and you choose not to. I don't know what's wrong with that dude, man. I really don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, neither.
Yeah.
Athletic freak, and you just choose not to, you know, work on your craft. You come, you show up for one game, then the next game, you know, like you bipolar, man. And I don't like bipolar people. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
man,
I would maybe use inconsistent on the court
yes.
than that, but Chuck, it does make you crazy, right? Because taking one yes. shot in the second half of a game, with how damn big he is and athletic, if he could just shoot 70% from the line, he could score an extra 6-7-8 points every game.
Johnny Marsh, listen, a basketball player 6'10 shoot one shot by accident. You know
yes.
mean? How do you yeah. just shoot one shot in the second half? You know your best player injured. I don't get it, man. This dude is driving me crazy. Because after game three, I was like, yeah, we got this. We're going to sweep these dudes out of here after we lose the first game. And then you go back to doing that crap. Come on, man. And then Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers, you don't renege on what you said, man.
Right.
I get a chance call up here yesterday.
Yes.
But Doc Rivers, you're getting my last nerves, too. And I'm going to yell down at you.
Hold on a second. You want to hear what Chuck, let's play what Doc Rivers said yesterday about Ben. So Ben Simmons said, I needed to be more aggressive in the second half. Here's a reporter asked him. Ben said, this is what Doc said.
I couldn't disagree with that more. I actually think more aggressive if he's talking about facilitating. Yeah. Getting the ball up the floor with better pace. But not as far as shooting or anything like that. Just getting us into our stuff more aggressively with better pace.
Yeah, no. Chuck, you don't need to be more aggressive.
See, you don't need to be aggressive. You don't need more aggressive. You know what, man? Doc Rivers is, I mean, he's an enabler, man. That's what he is. He's an enabler.
Yep.
You want to put a pacifier in that dude's mouth. Stop pacifying these dudes, man. It's the playoffs. Get up there and tell them to suck it up and to play ball. And they don't like what you're saying. They're too damn bad.
Exactly.
Man.
I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry, Chuck. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
He's rolling.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm going to try to take over the show. But stick with what you said, man.
Yeah.
You said something good, and I was well. I like that. You're the coach, man. You ain't got to go back and soft pacify the
right.
man. He gets paid to do a job that he's not doing.
All right, Chuck, listen. Section 23, text Jack or call back and tell Jack what row you're in because we want people to come up and greet you. But when you're there tonight, but we need somebody to take a picture of him so we could actually
right,
know
right,
what he looks like.
Right.
I'm going to be with my son, man. I got to check, see if he want all that attention. You know what I mean? I don't care. You can bring it to me. I'll tell you what sex
all I'm right, all right.
going down there.
All right. We'll respect the family. Hey, but, Chuck, do this. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Start
yeah,
to cheer.
Got, yeah, I'm going to yes, you're going to hear all the boos coming because everybody going to follow my lead when he want to come up there and play like he's. Like he's an invisible man.
All right.
Take the invisible man. Come out there and play ball, Ben, and try to win a championship.
All right. Yes. There he is. All right, Chuck. Have fun, man. Have fun with your son. That's cool.
Yeah, I need Doc to treat this year as if he's never won a championship. And sometimes I feel like Doc, like, hey, listen, I won a title
yeah.
already. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, right? Like,
I won a championship.
He's also erratic with. like he was always very, very positive. Celebrate him, celebrate him. Then all of a sudden he needed to be aggressive in the second half of a game. Yeah. So like it's like, hold on. So he needed to be more aggressive in that game, but no. He didn't need to be aggressive on Monday night?
See, and this is why I've gone out to Doc more. Like Ben is almost like collateral damage, really, because we kind of know what Ben is. And if you're going to allow him to do that,
he's going to do that.
He's going to do that.
Yep.
That's why I go out to Doc, because you're the coach. Like, don't tell me that you want Ben to be, or you're okay with him saying he needs to be more aggressive when it comes to fast breaks and getting you in your sets. And I didn't see you call plays in the second half for Ben Simmons to get other people the ball, to put the ball in Ben Simmons' hands. Like, you didn't do those things, Doc. And then, see, after a win, you're going to come out and say, well, I told Ben to be aggressive. One, that's more about you. Because if you wanted it to be about Ben, you would have just simply said, listen, I love the way that he was aggressive in the second half. We noticed some things and we decided that's where we want to go. No, you made it seem as if you're the one who pushed the buttons to get Ben to be aggressive because it was a win. And now when you lose the game and you know it's a loss and you know heat is coming, your first inclination is, let me defend him. Let me protect him. Like, come on, man.
Well, he doesn't need to be protected.
He doesn't need to be protected.
At all.
He doesn't need to. All you're doing is making it worse for him. When really, as a coach, you should be encouraging him to do these things. Because it's not as if it's something that we feel like is detrimental to the team. We're trying to get the team to the championship. I know you are as well. But, man, us being on Ben isn't about Ben hate and you don't like Ben Simmons and this and that and other. No, it's fans that are frustrated because they see the potential that the guy has and he's not maximizing his potential. That's where the frustration comes from. It's not about disliking Ben Simmons.
Not at all.
Why? How can you be a Sixers fan and you dislike Ben Simmons? We want him to be successful.
Doc is a Ben Abler, just
yes.
Like a lot of other people.
Man.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
He did give us that at least to say,
this
have
is
forever.
Number one drop of the year.
Yeah. Or the treasure.
Lord, yeah.
He's a treasure. Only in Philadelphia. Buy any window or door. Get the second of 50% off plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Gotta Door and Window today. 877-GO-GOTTA. Or visit goguida.com. Let's go to Fred in Hanfield, New Jersey. Freddy?
Yeah, buddy.
What's up, brother?
So the only thing that's clear to me is the Sixers have a height advantage, a length advantage, and there's two ways to exploit that. One is to have full court defense after every score. The other is to play some of the games where you have both big guys in at the same time. Now, I know that that's really going crazy with theory about how to create strategy, but that's the best I can do. And I like to play coach. I don't like to
you
play
want to
general
start
manager.
To you want to start Dwight Howard in Danny Green's spot is what you're saying.
Yeah, some of the time I want them to go small. Some of the time I want them to go big. Some of the time when they're big, I want them to play both the big guys. And after they score a shot, I want them to go full court press.
Yeah, Fred, it's tough to play. It's tough
did you
to
say full court press.
That's a great idea.
Wait, this ain't college. When the last time you seen a full court press in the NBA?
I mean, maybe a couple times in the last few years.
At the end of a game, maybe like when you're trying to steal the ball. You think these dudes want me running around in a
Come
full
on, let's
court
go,
press?
Let's go.
Yeah,
get them.
No.
So and having Dwight Howard and Beat on the floor at the same time is difficult because Atlanta's just going to.
I don't think I've seen Dwight Howard and Ben. I mean.
No, they can't. They can't.
Joel on the court at the same time this year.
You remember it was a conversation where a lot of people thought that Nerlens and Embiid and Okafor, they could play out there together.
Yeah,
Twin Towers.
Yeah.
All three of them. Yep. Oh, look who's on the line. The Matt from Pottstown. What's up, Matt?
Not hey, guys, if they put both of them on the floor at the same time, if Doc pulls that, I am done. 100% out the door. Have they put out the starting lineup for tonight yet?
We have not seen it.
So I was not in favor of Furkan starting in that last game. I've felt from the beginning, you know, when Green went out, they should really be starting Thybulle, and you want to attack this defensively with this team, and that gives you your best defensive threat there.
Yep.
I thought coming off that announcement from the last game, it made all the sense in the world to start Thybulle and let Korkmaz do what he does, come off the bench. Either he's on and he's great, or he's not, and you want to hide him. It should be Thybulle tonight, in my opinion. With that being said, moving forward, I mean, I think they blow them out tonight. I think they blow this game wide open tonight like they can, and tonight's not my concern. The thing I want to talk about is in the future, moving on away from now. Whatever happens through this series, throughout the rest of this season or whatever, let's talk about next year with Ben Simmons. The theory on him and everything is he has a very high basketball IQ. He considers himself ambidextrous, all these different things. I know this was talked about very early on, and it got kind of poo-pooed away. We have seen now for the past 2 years at least that he is abysmal shooting with the left hand, and he cannot shoot a foul shot to save his life. He gets down into the paint and kicks out. We're not kicking out to Seth Curry. He's kicking out to, you know, to Korkmaz. I don't want to see that. Why in this offseason can they not work with him and break him back down if he's so ambidextrous and so athletic? He does everything with his right hand. He dribbles down his right hand. His right hand is his strong hand in every basketball aspect. Now you're asking him to dribble down with his right hand, do all the moves and things he does, but now he's supposed to pull up and shoot with the opposite hand. That is a very difficult thing to do. He needs to be stripped down and do it with his right hand. I guarantee you.
He's not changing. Matt, I just don't think he's changing, man.
Yes.
Yes, of course we do.
Yeah.
He even shoots that little hook sometimes with the right hand. He does it with both because he says he's ambidextrous. His shot is so awkward with his left hand. I don't even want to see him shoot it. He needs to be stripped down and make him go right-handed. If he wants to be a great one and not just another one, he needs to change that in the offseason. Because right now...
All right, Matt, we got you. Got you. Got to run because coming up next, Stump the Millennial.
Huh?
We'll get to your phone calls, but the Millennial Jack Fritz, another segment for him in the 5 o'clock hour. Caller number 5-215-988-1258. Let's get another Millennial in here that can substitute for Jack.
Tucker's here.
I'd be afraid of what he wouldn't know. That'd be awesome, actually.
That would be awesome, yes.
He may not know anything. Jack actually knows a lot of you're an old soul, Jack. You have
many
you know
people
your history.
Say that, yeah.
Well, not actual history.
But that's why
not American history.
I'm so credible when it comes to Wilt conversations because I clearly do research.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You don't know your presidents.
Well,
that's
they're,
for sure.
They're first off not that important.
Right. Caller number 5-215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Who did you vote for in the most recent election? A chance to win. Listen to this. You get to drive on a NASCAR racetrack.
Oh.
The winner. What? Maybe you can drive over Jack. 215-988-1258. Caller number 5 plays that next. We get to your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.